Listener production.
Oh no. Today's a naughty episode, Mark.
Oh yeah.
We're visited by those cheeky boys from the South Africa.
Yes, we are. And gee, do I get an absolute gutful of them.
You can check out more content like this at the Auntie Donna Club powered by Patreon. Great videos, great projects and adventures from us, and the visuals of this podcast. And oh, trust me, you want to see it.
Enjoy this week's episode of the Auntie Donna Podcast on podcasts.
On podcasts?
Yeah, just on. Listen where you get podcasts.
Wherever you get your good podcasts.
Wherever you get your good podcasts. Oh, yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Auntie Donna Podcast, where today we're talking politics with two people from Perth. You may know these characters. And when I say characters, I don't mean like heightened characters. I don't mean like Austin Powers. I just mean like they got a lot of character. They're a couple of larrikins, you would say, South African larrikins. But I wanted to bring on these two people. One, to just take a bit of a break from talking, because sometimes I talk too much. It's nice to, you know, not have to sometimes. But also just to get an idea of what's going on politically in South Africa right now. So I thought bringing on two experts in South Africa would be a good idea. Sam, how are you today?
Oh, hello there, Mark.
Mark, hello.
Hello.
Good to be back here.
I think it's odd that you've asked us to talk about the sort of situations in South Africa, because I'm basically Australian. I've lived in Perth since I was like a baby boy.
We are from Perth, Mark. Do you know what that is?
I know what Perth is.
Sure, I call it a robot. You know, when I go through, when I'm driving my Lambo, I'd call it a robot.
Call what a robot?
But I live in Perth. I've lived in Perth for a very long time.
But you notice that you've got accents, right? So that's sort of your closed mind thinking.
I think that's a bit xenophobic, Mark.
Xenophobic, Mark.
I'm not xenophobic.
No, I think it is a little bit, you know.
You need to open your mind.
I am not scared of being Zen and being Zen.
I'd never seen anything resembling racism or xenophobia until I moved to Australia.
That's right. It's a shame. It has long issues. But what I'm saying is you've heard my accent, Mark.
I have.
You've heard the accent.
And
I have.
You don't realise that, your robot brain goes, and I'm not talking about traffic lights. I'm talking about your robot brain. You are saying, well, that accent, I don't know. It doesn't sound like I'd hear to the shopping centre. So,
they must know everything about, you know, what's going on in South Africa. I don't know, Mark.
My prime minister is Elbo.
My premier is Mark Gowan, Mark.
Mark McGowan.
Mark, you understand that, right?
Mark, not you, Mark.
But
you're
just
not
think,
the premier, Mark.
I just think, no. You know, do you know about the situation in WA, Mark?
No, I
right,
suppose
so in
I
WA,
don't.
Mark McGowan.
There's like basically no Liberal Party.
There's
now,
no
I'm not
Liberal
saying
Party
which way I vote, Mark. I'm not saying which way I vote, right?
You can.
No, but I'm not going to.
We're liberally, economically liberal.
I'm economically, right? I'm economically conservative.
Liberal.
I'm economically conservative, but I'm socially liberal. All right?
Do you know that means, Mark McGowan?
Meds.
Do you understand? Right, but I'm not going to say which way I vote, all right? All I'm saying is Labour put a tax on my Lambo.
Right.
Right, do you understand?
Labour put a tax on his Lambo.
My Lambo is 50K more than it would have been.
I was just
because
trying
you vote, just you vote state-wise in one way does not mean you have to vote state-wise in a federal situation.
But
I
do you
understand.
Know the situation that's happening in WA, right? There is virtually no Liberal Party.
No Liberal Party.
You essentially have a dictatorship under Mark Gowan, right? And I don't say any, I'm not going to say which way I vote, right? But it is not okay to not have a strong, robust opposition.
Even though he's retired, no longer Premier of WA, of WA.
No, he hasn't been the Premier for a while now.
It's Roger Cook.
Roger Cook. You understand? Roger Cook.
Yes, I understand.
Right? And Roger, but he's the same, right? They just go, oh, there's a Lambo, put the tax on it, right? They just put the tax on
everything,
Ferrari
or Porsche.
Right? They just go, they put the tax on all of
luxury
the Lambos.
Luxury cars.
Well, and I go, but what about all of the people that it employs, Mark? You understand that?
Yeah, but it is a luxury.
Yes, but does that mean I have to pay? I'm already paying tax.
So it's a luxury to have a sort of a pina colada on the beach at Cottesloe.
Well, that's why there's general service tax.
And now they're taking away my, have you heard about this stage three?
Oh, stage three. They're taking away $9,000 of my profit tax cuts.
I was getting ready. I'd made plans around that tax.
He lied to us. Elbow lied.
They lied to us, Mark.
I understand.
They lied to us.
I understand that Elbow lied to us.
I just don't what think. I want to know, Rod, if you, because I don't want to talk about politics. I don't really engage.
I was trying to. I wanted
I'm very apolitical. I
wanted,
don't talk about
I wanted to try and just learn a little bit. I thought maybe bringing up something, you know, that's quite heavy.
Okay, pop
something
quiz.
That's
where do you think we're from?
Well, tell us, what do you think?
Johannesburg.
No, Mark.
See, this is your xenophobia, Mark.
Right? I'm virtually Australian.
You said that you've grown up.
You're xenophobic, Mark.
I go to Joburg once a year, right, to see my grandma, to see, like, to go, and I go in, I go through the first
where
gate.
Were you born?
I was born in Joburg, right?
And so we'll go, when you say, where are you from?
But we'll fly in, Mark. We'll fly in. I get off the plane. There's a man there with a little sign with my name on it. It says Sam and Sam. And we'll get in his car, right? He'll drive us straight to grandma's sort of estate, right? The neighborhood. I go through the first gate into that neighborhood. And then I go into the next gate for her street. And then I go through the next gate for her property. And then I go through the next gate for the main residence.
I understand.
So do you think we go there to go to Gold Reef City Theme Park?
Do you understand, Mark? We are through 17 gates before. That's all I know. I know my grandma.
We're not going there to go to South African National Museum of Military History. No. We're not going there for Joburg Zoo.
What are you going there for?
We're going there to see grandma. She hasn't got long in the world, right? Yeah, and the fact that you're bringing up my dying grandma is a very
disrespectful.
We have the same grandma.
All right. Well.
She has she has arthritis in her hands. She doesn't know how to make the Dutch delicacies I grew up eating.
I can't remember if
anymore.
You're brothers.
What's this?
What?
Are you brothers?
Yes, Mark, this is my brother.
Mark, listen.
No, but like
it's a very simple question in the pop quiz is where am I from?
That was a simple question. And what you did there, Mark,
xenophobic.
It's actually xenophobic to have assumed. I don't think I even have much of a South African accent anymore. I think I sound more like a Perth person.
What the hell would you even... I bet you can't even spell xenophobic.
Yeah, couldn't do it, could you? Probably because, do you know why? Because of Gonski.
Gonski.
I'm not going to say which way I vote,
Gonski
Mark.
Report.
I think it's clear.
But all I'll say is they taxed my Lambo and they did the Gonski.
And that's a shame. But look, if you don't want to talk about politics.
I want to know first for clarity, when we say we're talking about Mark McGowan, you know we're not talking about you, Mark.
Mark, you're a different Mark.
I'm very aware
that
I'm not.
There's a thing called surnames, Mark. You're aware of this, right?
Oh, now you're being...
So because there's a lot of Marks,
now,
right?
There's a Mark on the U.
There's a Mark from Grandma. Grandma is a Mark.
Mitchell, who played Con the Fruiterer.
Yes,
I know
Mark
Mitchell.
That
might be a hint about where I'm from, Mark.
Greece?
Do you understand that?
No, because... No, Mark.
Mark, no.
Con the Fruiterer was not from Greece, Mark. It was an actor playing him on the
you
television.
You understand, Mark.
In Comedy Company.
Yes, I know.
Now, how do I know about Comedy Company if I've not lived in Australia for a number of years?
Maybe someone told you about it.
No, Mark. I did watch a documentary about it on Channel 10.
Yes. Australia, you're standing in the history of comedy in Australia, but why are you looking at us like
we're French? You're probably thinking, oh, you live in Perth, Mark. I think you're thinking you live in Perth. That's a lot of low-rise. You probably live in an house. And I did. But actually, they're actually building a lot more high-rises. And
high-rise.
I actually live in a penthouse right in the middle. You can see the Rio Tinto Tower from my high-rise. And
you
I can
see Perth Stadium where they play Coldplay.
So I'll be like, I'll take a girl out to like, to Crown. I'll take her to like, maybe I'll take her to...
I talk a beautiful woman to Coldplay.
Oh, yes, beautiful, Mark. So you take her to Coldplay at the cassette. But you could also take her
to
the casino.
We paid for Coldplay to come to Australia.
You could take her to, what's that Japanese place at the casino, Rot?
Oh, Nobu?
Nobu, Rot. So you take her to Nobu, you go, you know, you go, you can order if you want, or I can order for you. And she'll go, oh, you order. and you go, oh, just get the miso fish or whatever it's called, right? And you go to Nobu, and then you go, hey, how about we go to a bar in the city, right? And then you get the taxi, right, from the casino to the city. And then you go, there's a bar, right, maybe just around the corner, right? And you have a drink, and then you say, hey, do you want to get out of here? And she thinks, oh, we've got to go all the way to Subiaco.
Or Claremont.
Or maybe all the way to Fremantle, right? You know?
Nah.
And you go, no. Because actually, there is some residences here in the city now. We'll just get into the elevator.
Locked.
And I don't tell her. I'll go, we get into the elevator. She goes, no, you don't live in one of the penthouses, do you? And I go, well, let's see. And my elevator, it opens up right onto the penthouse.
You can see Optus Stadium. You can see Crown. So we're just at Crown Cross Casino.
You understand, right? And she'll go, look, it's Crown. I can see it from here.
Look over there. It's Northbridge.
But they're trying to build another tower in the block across, right? And that's Labour doing that. And
We don't know what way you vote.
But Labour's doing the one across from the road, right? And they're letting them build another tower. You won't be able to see the Crown.
You can still see Northbridge, but not the Perth
Stadium.
I don't want
to look into another tower. I may as well move to New York City if I want to do that. No, I'm a Perth boy, you know?
Well,
although I do live in New York for like 3 months of the year. It's how I do. I get all my finances sorted, and then I do the rest of it remote from Perth.
Okay, that sounds illegal.
But you have to go to New York. You have to either go to Singapore, New York,
Hong Kong,
London or Hong Kong, right? And you have to spend a few
Hong
months
Kong.
There. You cannot be dealing in finance and just living in Perth. But I said to them, I remember my boss, he said to me, you know, Sam, you're going to have to move to New York. And I said, Dad, I think I can do some of this from Perth. I'd love to stay in Perth. I've got this ripper bod.
This is a good hint of where we are from.
Right?
Perth?
Yeah, right. And that's because Perth is home. I said, Dad, Perth is home. I'll do 3 months in New York. Let's see how it works, right?
But not originally. We're not born in Perth.
No,
you were born in
South Africa.
South Africa. But
All
of my friends are from South Africa. And that's maybe where I can't do my own accent.
We have Perth accents.
All I see when I'm in Perth, all I see is my grandma and her 12 staff. That's all I see.
In South Africa.
When I'm in Perth, all I see is Basil Zemplis.
Who's that?
He's the mayor.
Yeah, mayor of Perth, Mark.
Mayor of Perth.
I don't know.
Basil Zemplis.
Mark, I think you want to know about South Africa. I think you need to learn a little bit more close to
what us. About Basil Zemplis?
You know, I think if WA broke off, if we did that, like if we did a secession, have you heard of this? It's a bit of a joke in Perth. We go, maybe we do a secession. Maybe they think a little bit more about us because we actually bring the mineral money, Mark.
What?
You understand all of the mineral money you get from Perth.
We prop up the eastern states.
That's very exciting.
So, Mark, you're sitting here on a taxpayer-funded seat with a taxpayer-funded microphone. Is this ABC?
This is
ABC,
I
right?
I think this is a private company.
And you paid for all of this with the money they make from the minerals. And then, you know, they wanted to tax the minerals.
Yes.
Now.
You understand this,
I
Mark.
Do understand.
The Labour wanted to tax the mining.
We're not saying who we vote for.
I'm not an apolitical person. All I'm saying is there's 50K less in my bank account so I can drive a Lambo, you know?
I understand. Now,
but it pays for itself. It's you just got to amortize your Lambo.
You have to what?
You do this, Sam? You amortize your Lambo?
I've amortized my Lambo.
So you just go, this Lambo, yes,
I took my Lambo to Coldplay with my beautiful girl.
But you...
They played Yellow.
Oh, they did the Yellow? I love Coldplay.
Yes, Coldplay.
I love Imagine Dragons, Mark.
Oh, Imagine.
I love NoFX.
Do you know Imagine... You guys know Imagine Dragons?
Yeah, I love it.
Yes, and you
know... Imagine dragging these nuts across your forehead.
Mark, that's too rude.
I like
too
that.
Rude.
It's funny though. I like comedy.
That's what the South Africans and Australians have in common, right? Because I'm from South Africa. And what we have in common, right? Is we have that sense of humour, you know?
Humour, Mark.
In regards to sense of humour.
Sorry, were you going to ask a question, Mark?
I'm
so sorry for interrupting your question.
No, you haven't.
I was going
at all.
To say before you ask the question, you have to have a sense of humour, don't you, Sam, in South Africa?
You can't go through life taking things too seriously.
Well, I mean,
when you're born in a place like South Africa,
because you could get eaten by a lion,
Mark.
Yeah.
On the streets of Joburg, you could get eaten
by a lion. As you're going into the lion's tummy and your head is in its mouth, you go, I wish I laughed more.
Do you know they have a cartoon, Mark, a Saturday morning cartoon? What did you watch? You probably watched Flintstones and whatnot.
Widget the World
Watcher. We watched a show about a man every morning, every Saturday morning. It was a cartoon. It was about a man living in Joburg who would constantly...
Sugar Man.
They did a cartoon of Sugar Man.
Did they?
Yeah, in the 60s.
Well, speaking of AI.
Sugar Man, he's great.
Do I know about Sugar Man?
Yeah.
I know that...
Hey, thank you for having us on the Netflix show, by the way.
That's okay. It was lovely having you there.
That was so much fun. I had people calling me from Joburg going, oh, you're on the Netflix show.
Because usually if we do local television in Perth, only Perth people will see it.
Right.
But Netflix is global.
What are you guys on, Crime Stoppers?
What's that, Mark?
When you're on TV in Perth, what do you want?
I'm not the criminal, Mark.
You're talking everything about the
criminal. That was just a joke.
It's completely legal.
No, that was
and
just
the,
a joke.
Anything that was not, we have made proof that the accountant is in jail for that.
25 years, they could not find the Claremont killer. Do you know why? They're looking in the wrong directions. They're looking at cab drivers.
They were looking in the wrong place.
They should have been looking at Telstra.
You understand, Mark.
The Telstra repairman was doing it all along.
So we went on the morning shows, actually, where we got on television, because we're both members of the Liberal Party.
I was just joking. Okay, that's a whole
we went
thing.
On to talk about, like, the fact there's no Liberal Party anymore. But we don't talk about politics, Mark.
Let's take a break. Maybe listen to an ad, maybe not.
Yeah, all right.
I honestly don't know how this works.
Yeah, no, that's all right.
But I did want to ask you guys something, because in preparation for you guys coming here,
Is this before the ad you're going to tell us or after the ad?
No, the ad's done.
Oh, has there been an ad?
Oh,
what was the ad about, Mark?
And we're back. I don't know.
Okay.
I should know, but I don't know. We record this differently. I was going to ask you guys about politics and try and push you guys... Get you guys to talk about something. Maybe it's going to make you feel a little bit uncomfortable.
I don't even think about politics.
But I have a backup. I have a backup because that hasn't gone the way I wanted. So.
Well, have you got a book or something?
No, no book.
Have you got a book?
I've got a book. I travel with everywhere I go.
Do you know the book we travel with?
Mark? You want to know? You've been asking, what's your life like? Where are you from? What's it like growing up for you?
You need to let go, Mark.
I have one book for you that you would read and you'll know. Okay, Sam. I know your life. I know why you have a Lambo. I know why you go to Optus Stadium with a beautiful lady and see Coldplay.
Is it the subtle art of not giving a fuck?
Absolutely.
No, Mark. That's a.
I've got one book that you'll read and you'll know what it's like.
Oh, God. It's the power of one.
Yeah, of course.
Mark,
it's
listen,
one,
Mark. Listen, Mark.
I honestly didn't.
Listen,
I did not guess that.
Mark?
Took me a second.
Rock, let Mark? Me tell you a book that will change the way you look
really?
At Sam. You're probably just looking at us and said two boys rip our bonds. But no.
Yeah, you go, those boys, they probably wake up at 3:30, which is true. Go to the gym, which is true.
I'm trying to find depth in you. I'm trying to push you guys. I have some AI stuff prepared here.
The book is called...
I don't care about the AI.
The book is called... a little book called...
The Power of One.
Part of one more.
This book is called.
What's it called, Sam?
The Power.
The Power. The Power. The Power of.
Now, listen, the Power of War is our Bros Courtney.
Now, he's Australian, like us, but he has an history in South Africa, like us.
Yeah,
right.
And he wrote this book and he just tapped it out. It is fiction, Mark.
I swear to God.
It is the truth.
Yeah, it captures the spirit of what it was like
you
growing up in South Africa. I'm sure it does.
After you finish your AI, I want you to read Power Bomb.
Mark, I think this is very cute. I see the AI thing and I understand your reticence to not read it because we've asked Lindsay to print it. She went to a lot of effort to print it, write out and print this AI for the podcast. And I think it is important to read it. But before we do, Mark, I just want to say to you one thing, all right? I think sometimes you try too hard to control these podcasts. You have been constantly talking, Mark. Oh, talk about politics, talk about AI. Could you not let us...
What shows have you seen at Optus Stadium this week?
You know what I mean,
Mark?
I saw Coldplay,
You
actually.
Need to just relax, right? And let us run the podcast for once. You understand this, Mark?
I understand. Well, then, if you...
Did you say Coldplay at the Optus?
We paid, as the Perth government, paid for both the wrestling to come out.
Oh, great. I love the
and
wrestling.
And it's at Perth Stadium and then also Coldplay.
You're right there.
What's your little paper?
Oh, what is this little paper you've got there, Mark?
So,
it seems to be like an AI situation, Sam. So I think what's happened here is he's got some sort of AI descriptions of various episodes.
I wanted to see
what... Is this what you're doing, Mark?
I wanted to see what
you're
doing
the AI descriptions of episodes?
I wanted to see what you guys possibly thought of AI descriptions of the Auntie Donna podcast. And just to see if you think it's sort of... It resonates. It's all in the spirit of trying to... Because to me, I don't know much about you guys beyond you've got Ripper Bods.
Correct.
Always bring up the power of one. Mm. You either come from Perth or Johannesburg.
I lost over $1 million investing in land in the metaverse is another fact you maybe didn't know about me. I invested over $1 million in metaverse land.
I guess we're not that complicated, Mark. Mark...
Mark. I didn't know that.
No, you didn't know that.
I didn't know you could lose $1 million investing in metaverse property. I didn't think that was possible. And I don't know anything about crypto. I could have told you that was a mistake.
It's all too complicated. Yeah, no, you're overthinking it. What you need is one simple thing. A little place called South Africa.
Mm-hmm. That's where we're from, born and raised. I'm South African.
That's all you need to know. Once you've got that, the rest will follow.
Well, in these...
We're from Perth. We have Ripper Bald. We are named Sam.
In my grandma's house, there is 2 tiger heads on the wall.
Did she hunt them?
No, she did not hunt them. Her grandfather hunted them when he first came to South Africa.
From?
He was Dutchman. And he came to South Africa because he originally only came for a little bit, but he loved the place.
The Blade Runner's getting out.
At one point, he owned 90% of South Africa.
What property was?
He just owned it. So I reckon what Mark has done here, right? Because you know how we have a podcast now, Sam. Yeah, we have a little podcast. We talk about fitness. We talk about love life. Talk about politics. And it's called Sam and Sam.
Well, can't we talk about some politics?
No, I don't want to. I don't talk about
politics. Talking about the clothing shop at shopping centres?
Yeah, you get the nice suit there. It's not where I go now.
No.
Now I go to Thailand, I just get a man. Vietnam, I go.
Get your suit catered to you.
Yeah, politics is like a, you know, mid-suit store. Nothing wrong if you get your suits from politics, but that's not what I'm talking about.
It's with an X, not a CS.
Yes.
Our podcast is with Listener, right? And so, because we got the big following on Instagram. And so, which should we show our Ripper Bods?
At Sam and Sam?
No, he has one, I have one.
At Sam...
Is that Sam?
It's called the Kiss Pod. Keep it South African.
Keep it South African. And what we do is we do little things.
What?
Now, Mark, what happens here? I've got to put on my glasses to read. They're like sunglasses, but I forgot my reading glasses. Now, Mark, what happens here is... I forgot my reading glasses. So I have to wear my sunglasses to read. But, Mark, what happens here is... Right, when we do the listener podcast, they take a transcript, they use the computer to take a transcript, and the AI,
yes,
right, does like tries to do a little AI blurb of the episode.
Artificial on
Broadway. Right, and sometimes it's a little bit silly.
Well, sorry, what's it? What does AI stand for?
Artificial on
Broadway. I said that's like a robot, Mark. So what happens here, I think, is you've gotten Lindsay to print some AI descriptions of various episodes.
And I thought it could be funny to just... Talk about them. All in the hopes of finding a bit of depth.
Talk about them, find some depth, and have some fun with them, Mark. Why didn't you just say this?
Well, I've been trying to.
Why didn't you just say this, Mark?
Well, we've been going for like 25 minutes now, Mark.
I have to do the heavy lifting with this podcast, Mark. I'm always having to... Can I tell you something, Mark?
Yeah.
When you asked me onto this podcast, right, and I said, is Sam doing it as well?
I didn't ask, you just came
and
in.
And then I called Sam, I said, morning. Sam, I don't want to do this podcast. He said, why? I said, now that I do my
You were late and you came
interview.
With fucking cups of coffee and it was the rudest thing I've ever
so
seen
I
in
said
my
to him,
25 minutes late,
to park
but
our Lambos.
You had fucking coffees.
At the park our Lambos.
Any
yeah,
idea how
park
rude
the
that is?
On the street,
I think it's the rudest thing you can
you
do.
You have to find undercover
come
parking.
With coffees and sunglasses on indoors.
It's rude to show up. Well, let me tell you something you know about your sheltered little laugh.
Oh,
I'm from a place called South Africa, and you don't know what you are talking about when you
Can you?
Tell him, Sam. Tell him.
If you think, oh, tell him. It's hard life. Sometimes
Sam,
people.
Tell him.
Sometimes people show up with sunglasses and coffees. That's the worst thing, mate. You is not to walk in the
Yeah, you think the worst thing in the world is a coffee and a try having a lion eat your brother.
I didn't say it was the worst thing.
My brother
thing.
Sam got eaten by a lion.
Lion.
Oh, no, he didn't there. He's hello, Sam.
Oh, yes. I thought, for a while, he thought I'd been eaten by lion.
But he just moved to Perth.
He just moved to Perth.
And I said, but anyway, let me tell you what happened, right? And I called Sam. I said, does he ask you to be on it as well? He says, yes, he has, right? And I say, well, they should ask us both through our agent because we have charge a higher rate when it's both Sam. So you're being very sneaky there. I see what you've done. But what I've said to Mark, I said, I don't want to do this podcast. I'll tell you what, because I'm always doing the heavy lifting. It's either me or it's you. I said that, didn't I, Sam?
Oh, right. He never asked any question. I did lift. About 140 kilos at 8 reps per 3.
I did heavy lifting as well. I've got the same personal trainer as Hugh Jackman.
Really?
And the Wolverine. Have you seen the Wolverine? He's a fucking beast.
Which one, Origins?
He's
or?
A beast.
He was in the war.
All right, yeah, he's in the war. He lives forever, right? But he's Origins. A fucking beast. You reckon he... I reckon he... Oh, yes, it's you not don't nasty. Get that. You don't get that.
Lot of chicken and broccoli and clenbuterol.
Can I?
Little bit of the almonds, I think. Just a little bit.
Well, he's not competing
but
in any.
But I'm not going to taste, you know, I don't know. He
if
could
he's
just...
over 50, it is not natty.
There's no way he's natty.
I hope he's doing
I'm
okay.
Natty. I'm all natty because I want a slim figure, right? And I had my PT, he said to me, he's like, you know, maybe we could do some growth hormones. And I said, no, I want a slim figure. Right, I want the figure of a gymnast or of a swimmer. Right, I don't
or
want
someone
to be
from Saltimbanco, Cirque du Soleil.
So, do you want me to read some of these AIs, Mark?
I would love, yes.
Sexy and today's episode, we bring a polyamorous man, the sexologist. That's very funny, Mark. It's different. It's
can
not
you read,
how
just, can you read the last
it,
one for me?
Do you want please? To read it for us?
Sure, I can read it. And
show us that you are funny. We were told this was a funny podcast.
Yeah, I've never laughed, Mark. I've never laughed at anything you've done. And I've watched the programs. Right, I've seen your ABC one. I've seen your Netflix one.
Not for you?
Not for me at all, Mark. You need to do stories and you need to like trot. Well,
there were stories in Coffee Cafe.
What video I like of yours is because I'm a real estate agent.
Yeah, nah.
And you call them cunts. And I think I know some cunts in this industry.
Not I'm
me.
Sure you do know
not
some.
Not me.
Not me, but I definitely saw that. I thought, yes, I know a few of these people.
I sent that to Sam. I said, not us.
Not us.
He knows us. He wouldn't be talking about us, right? I said, not us, but I know he's talking about.
A few of the people who are like that.
Because we are in real estate, Mark.
Can you tell
well,
me
well, he's in real estate. I'm in finance.
Because it's not easy for homeowners at the moment, even if they're renting out their properties.
Do you know, do you see what they're charging, they're trying to do? Like the Labor government, they're trying to say, oh, you can put a nook in here, you can put a painting up there, you can have your dog shitting everywhere. Right? I have a friend who has an apartment, right? One of their apartments. He couldn't say no to the dog and the dog would just shit everywhere.
I'm sure the...
It's hard for them,
I'm
Mark.
Sure the tenant cleaned it up.
Will you read? I want to hear you be funny.
Well, speaking of shit, so this is an AI interpretation of an episode.
We should bring this back in later week, I think, when it's not us on the podcast.
That's fair.
Well, we can...
But no, do it. Do it. One. Teaser, Mark. A little teaser, we call it in the business.
Welcome to Poo Poo Week.
All right.
Where Poopy Week starts on Sunday and Poopy Friday finishes on Saturday. Did they look excited when Poo Poo equals P or Poo Poo? And is Poo Poo Wake Up the Week the whole week?
Do you know what this says to
what
me?
What does that mean?
Sam, do you know what this says to
what?
Me?
What?
AI is going... We need to legislate AI. It is the future. Because I just think that the way that they took an rot, this is a description of some poo-poo episode they have done.
No, we didn't. We haven't done. Well, we may have. I honestly can't remember. No,
read it out for me.
I did just read it out.
And that was AI wrote this. A robot wrote this.
Read this one more time.
A robot
wrote
this.
Let me put on my glasses off.
I believe it was an AI that had descriptions of Auntie Donna episodes of the podcast fed into it. And based on that information, this is what it read out.
This is amazing.
Read the same one again.
Read the second one for me, Mark.
The second one.
Right. I have to wear my sunglasses. I forgot my reading glasses. They're in my Lambo, probably in the glove box.
Read it for me more.
So I don't want you to think I'm wearing more sunglasses inside. Maybe you're watching on the. Do you put this out on
Patreon.
The YouTube?
On the Patreon. The Auntie Donna Club powered
you
by
don't
Patreon.
Put it on the YouTube.
We put clips on shorts.
But if you're watching me with the sunglasses on the video clip, it's because I left
Not
my...
Not out of disrespect.
No, I left my reading glasses in the glove box of the Lambo, so I have to wear these.
Well, these aren't sunglasses
as well. Read the third one for me.
Wait, the third or the second?
The second one for me, Mark.
Sexy. In today's episode...
I believe my brother asked you to read the third one.
But you said the second.
Yes, I did.
So what would you like me to do?
Read the second one, Mark.
Sexy. In today's episode, we bring in a polyamorous man,
very good,
a sexologist, yes, and a friend of the podcast, Mr. Gilligan.
Okay.
The host and his guests discuss the relationship between the mind and sex, what happens when you have sex outside of the bedroom, and what it means to be a good dom.
Fantastic. Mark, I think that this is telling me something. Yeah, what do you think, Sam?
Mark, who do you think wrote this, Mark?
Well,
you think someone wrote this, don't you?
You think a person
wrote this? No, no, no.
Maybe Lindsay, one of your staff members, Nick, who I met. Nicholas, very nice person. You think maybe it's one of them?
Somebody wrote this, you think?
No.
Somebody wrote this. No.
No, I don't think that.
The computer, the robots.
So I've invested in a company called Chat GPT. And I said to my boss, I walked into the office, right? I said to my boss, I said, because I work in finance, right? We invest in various companies. We own the company, right?
And you're a real estate agent.
Which is why we have to go. We do. I own a bit of his company.
Time is money.
So I walked into my boss's office, right?
Yeah.
And I said, Dad, we have to invest. I walked into the boss's office. I said, Dad, we have to invest in the robots. And he said, what about the robots? The red, the green. I said, you're thinking South African. I'm talking about AI.
Traffic lights.
Chat.
No, as in talking.
Right?
No, chat. C-H-A-T.
Yes. We own his company, right? And he owns the office that we're in. You understand? You've got to keep it in house.
Okay, well, on that
keep
note.
Keep it in house.
On that note, I would like to leave.
Mark, you ask us onto the podcast.
No.
I would love to do another hour and a half if you're comfortable with it.
I am, yes.
Well, that's why you have your own podcast, and you can get that on Listener. It's
And on Spotify.
It's Kiss.
We did the year.
It's called the Kiss Podcast.
About the band Kiss.
We did the year with Spotify, and then they dropped us, and then luckily listeners.
It was a Spotify original?
It was a Spotify original. They let us keep the RSS.
Gene Simmons, Paul Stanley.
Ace Frehley.
We haven't seen the conversion.
10,000 volts, I believe, is Ace Frehley's new album.
We haven't seen the conversion we were hoping for, Mark. We've got a lot of followers on Insta, but not enough listeners, Mark.
Well, you need to find a way to translate the medium.
And I've tried, I wear a soft linen shirt so you can see my shoulders.
Yeah.
And I've been going, I said to my PT, I said, get those shoulders bigger, right?
Because I'm filming my podcast.
And I'm wearing a soft linen shirt, right?
You've got a PT?
Something
you guys
fun.
Give me PTSD.
That's very funny, Mark.
You made me laugh for the first
time. Yes, that's very funny. And it makes me laugh, I'll tell you why, because I do have PTSD from living in Joburg, seriously. And I think it's funny to make light of such a
Well, that's not what I'm sorry. That's not what
no,
I was trying
I think
to
that's
do.
Really funny, Mark. Just... That's great. Maybe you've got something personal to you. I'd love to make a joke about your beard or something.
No, it just says there's another
Could we wrap this up? I think we've already hit an half hour. I think we're at an half hour. Here.
Yes, let's close it down. Thank you for listening to the Auntie Donna podcast.
If you can't wrap it up, Mark, I think it's.
Well, I was going to. Yeah, I'm happy to.
I don't think you need to go for more than an half hour at this podcast.
I agree. Thank you, Sam and Sam, for coming on the podcast.
Who's Sam? Oh, this one. All right, hey.
And you?
Yes, I'm Sam.
Sam and Sam.
But I don't think of myself as Sam, right? I just think of myself as a brain having experiences. And then I see myself in the mirror. I go, oh. Do you understand what I mean?
No.
So, I see this
good
person.
Night.
I
good
see
night.
Two
good
people
night.
In front
good,
of me.
Good night.
And I don't think of myself as a person walking through the space. I think of myself as a brain having experiences, just senses, right? I see myself as a window and then I go, no, those are my eyes, Mark.
Okay. Thank you for coming on the podcast, Sam.
Wrap it up, Mark.
And Sam.
Mate, wrap it up.
I am wrapping.
Good night, Mark. Good night. Wrap it up now. It's bedtime. I'm going to go to bed.
I'm going to go to sleep.
I'm doing biohacking. I Oh, let's come on next time and talk about biohacking.
You've been listening to the Auntie Donna podcast. Thanks for joining us for another RIP episode brought to you by AuntieDonnaClub.com. See you next week. Listener.